Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. I was talking about digital coupons for grocery stores with my girlfriend's mother. I know when I go to the grocery store, I have to sit there and clip all these coupons digitally before I get there. And it's really kind of unfair for people who don't have a computer or don't have a smartphone. So there's someone fighting the good fight for us. State Representative Janet Yang Rohr is with us from Naperville. And good morning to you, State Representative.
Hey there, Wendy. Good morning.
All right. This is very exciting to me. You're in the 41st District serving Naperville, Bolingbrook, and Warrenville. And you are fighting or introducing a legislation that would require grocery stores to offer an alternative to the digital-only coupons. This is huge news.
Yeah, and I think the word fighting is the right one, because it is going to be an uphill battle, because this is a practice that's really ingrained in stores. You know, more and more coupons are going from in-person, these paper coupons that used to clip, to this whole online ordeal that's just like what you described.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend's mother, truly, she said, I think it's discrimination for people who don't have a computer or a smartphone. And it is.
Yeah, and that is how it started, like as a discrimination kind of issue, because some people don't have those smartphones, right? But when we introduced it, the nice thing about introducing legislation is it comes into people's consciousness and they know about this legislation, and all these stories started flooding in. And it's not just people who don't have phones, but even when you do have a phone and you're inside the store and you see that price that you know, tempts you, it is really hard sometimes to even, you know, connect to the internet, get that price, find that coupon, and go through all the steps to get that price.
It is a huge pain, and it's a massive savings. I mean, you know, you go get strawberries and they're $5.99, but with a coupon, they're 99 cents.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, if a store is going to advertise a price, if they're going to suck you in to the store to, you know, to shop there, they really have to give have a way to make sure that you do get that price. And that's just what this legislation does. It says that if you're going to advertise that, you have to be able to give the consumer some way of getting that. If, for example, they don't have a smartphone, or if they're having a hard time connecting, or if they just can't find that coupon online, which a lot of times when you're shopping in the store, that's the case. You have to, you know, search it five different ways to finally find it.
Oh, yeah. And the prices of food this time, I can't even believe how expensive food is. So this really needs to go. How do we help? How do I help you make this happen?
Hey, well, you know, in the beginning, I said it's going to be a hard one. And that's because the big stores, the big corporations really are against this, right? For them, this will be work. And, you know, for any legislation to pass, the most important thing is for your representative, your legislator, your state senator to know that this affects you and that you care and that you would want them to support it. So I'd say the best thing you can do, look up who your state representative is, send them an email and tell them about your story, how this affects you, and ask them to support and sign on to the bill.
All right, I'll do that. State Representative Janet Yang Rohr, 41st District, serving Naperville, Bolingbrook, and Warrenville. We're going to go into the newsroom. Steve Grzanich has a question for you, Representative.
Yeah, State Representative, we just want to get your reaction to the passage of this spending bill overnight, funding bill for transit agencies. For people who are waking up this morning and learning that they're going to have to pay higher tolls and maybe even higher sales taxes, what is your reaction to that, and why is this so important?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people may not have known, but we were facing this mass transit cliff, which was really threatening Metra, Pace, CTA service throughout the whole Chicagoland region. And so it really was important for us to pass this bill to make sure that all those bus lines, those train lines kept running.
Steve, thanks for your question. Representative, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I will write to my state representative, and listeners should too, because we really have to get a handle on the prices of groceries, and we all should benefit from it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for your help and your attention on this, too.
Yes. Love to talk to you again as well. Happy Halloween.